doing yoga at the airports, taking antidepressants by the handful, and drinking record amounts of alcohol, all in an attempt to not completely lose it. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's time to calm down and realize that you're doing great. You really are. I see how hard you work and how much you care, and I'm telling you, you're doing great. We are the first human beings to be inundated 24 hours a day with news, images, and ideas of all kinds devised by forces beyond our control, and it's messing with our heads. They seep into our lives and are warping our perception of the world. So while we aren't dealing with a major war, we are at war for the control of our own thoughts. So let's recalibrate, turn off the devices, and open our eyes to a better reality. You're doing great. I'll go one better. You're peaking right now. Seriously, if you have time in your life to sit and listen to this silly book, it's not going to get much better. In the not-too-distant future, people are going to ask you to go somewhere, and you'll have one question. Are there stairs? And if there are, you're not going. These are the good times. Life isn't perfect. There have always been problems, and there always will be. You can engage politically, you can fight for the things you believe in, you can work really, really hard, but you shouldn't lose track of the fact that while we're doing all that, life is flying by at lightning fast speed. We live in an amazing time filled with airplanes, scooters, and peanut butter cups. We have air conditioning, blenders, and martini shakers. It's time to refocus, enjoy it all, and realize you're doing great. Remember the fable about the ants and the grasshopper? All summer long, the ants were working away, preparing for the coming winter, while the grasshopper was screwing around, swimming, and making out in the grass. Well, at the end of that story, winter takes hold, and the ants all laugh from inside their warm homes as the grasshopper is outside, freezing his unprepared hoppers off. This tale isn't entirely accurate. There's nothing wrong with being a grasshopper. Just don't be an arrogant grasshopper. Do your work, of course, but keep in mind that life is to be lived, and there's nothing wrong with a dip in the pool once in a while. If you want to slow down, take the day off, and make love to another grasshopper, it's okay to call in sick, put on a top hat, and have some fun. Because the truth is, the end of the story for the ants and the grasshopper is exactly the same. But only one is going to die with a smile on their face. So enjoy this book, enjoy some cheese, and better yet, enjoy your life. Have you ever sat down to read a book and spent the first 10 minutes trying to find a comfortable reading position, and when you finally did, you fell asleep? I have. You don't have to live your best life. How much more do we have to do? We're all working really hard. We're doing stuff. We're recycling. We're letting people merge. We're reading books and doing our best. So why isn't it enough? Why do we all think that we should be doing more, or at least stop being such total losers? I blame social media, which is something I like to blame for almost everything lately. But in this case, I think I'm accurate. Having a window to the entire world in the palm of your hand has created an unrealistic level of high expectations. Every time I pick it up, I'm confronted with the same questions. Are you killing it today? Are you 100% maxed out all the time? Are you living your best life? No, I'm not. I'm not doing any of those things, because that's not normal. I don't care what The Rock's Instagram says, it's not normal. You know what's normal? How you feel right now, in your funny little gassy body. A little lightheaded, kind of achy, worried about your bills, worried about that thing you found on your ass. That's normal. And it's exhausting. That's normal too. Being tired all the time, which I know you are, is expected. Life is exhausting. You don't need a 5-hour energy drink. You need to lie down once in a while. And yet we beat ourselves up about it all the time. Every day I hear my friends complaining. I don't know what's wrong with me. Every day around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get so tired. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. You woke up in the dark, went off to a job you don't enjoy, worked for 5 hours, ate a 20-minute lunch, and now you need a nap.